guide us in all our discussions, to show goodness, honesty, understanding, wisdom, all that we undertake for the benefit of the city of Joondalup and our residents. We may respect each other's views at all times, and we ask all of this in your name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. I declare this ordinary meeting of council, sorry, this special meeting of council open at 8:24 p.m. Apologise to members of the gallery for the lateness of the commencement of this evening's meeting. I'm sure you'll understand, provide some comfort. First item relates to declarations of financial interest or interest affecting partiality in relation to the item on the agenda. I have a number of declarations in front of me, one from Mayor Troy Pickard, item JSC03-12-14, confidential expression of interest, Joondalup City Centre development, interest may affect partiality as members and firms involved in both bidding consortia are known to Mayor Pickard, but he has no financial interest with any individual or firm. Mr. Hunt, same item, interest in may fit impartiality as members of the bidding consortium are known to the Chief Executive Officer. Councillor Gobbett, interest in may fit impartiality as employees of both respondents. Development teams, advisors, contractors are known to Councillor Gobbett. Councillor McLean, item JS, same item, interest at may affect impartiality is Mr. Carl Black, Squire Patton Boggs, is an acquaintance of Councillor McLean. Councillor McLean, same item, interest at may affect impartiality, Mr. Russell Perkins, Pro-Build Construction, is a friend of Mr. McLean. Not an acquaintance, he's a friend. Councillor McLean, same item, interest at may affect impartiality. Mr. Aaron Desange, JLL Hotels and Hospitality, is a friend of Mr. Councillor McLean. Ms. Page, same item, interest at may affect impartiality. Ms. Page has worked with Mr. Tony Hatt of the DevWest Group in a previous role at the City of Subiaco. Ms. Page, interest at may affect impartiality, same item, as Ms. Page has a personal relationship with the Director of Place Match and a personal relationship with an employee of Urbis Landscaping. Ms. Page, same item, interest that may affect impartiality, as Ms. Page has worked with Wood and Grieve, Woods Baggett and TPG on projects before. Ms. Page, same item, interest that may affect impartiality, as Ms. Page has worked with Hassel and Urbis before or interacted with them on various projects. Ms. Page, same item, interest that may affect impartiality, Ms. Page has worked with David Crisp in his capacity as consultant for East Perth Redevelopment Authority and Subiaco Redevelopment Authority. Ms. Page, same item, interest may affect impartiality. Ms. Page has worked for Ross Holt in his role as Chief Executive Officer of Land Corp. Ms. Page, same item, interest may affect impartiality. Ms. Page's brother is a Director of Pro-Build Construction. Mr. Blino Oliver, same item, interest may affect impartiality as members of the bidding consortia are known to him. Mr. Blino Oliver, same item, interest may affect impartiality, is Mr. Russell Perkins, Director of Pro-Build Construction, is a personal friend. And Councillor Taylor, interest that may affect impartiality as an employee of one of the consultants is known to her. Are there any further disclosures, impartiality or financial councillors or staff? Thank you for that. Public question time. Opportunities for members of the public to ask questions. There are none. Declare it closed. Public statement time. Opportunity for members of the public to ask a statement. There are none. Declare it closed. Apologies and leave of absence. Apologies received from Councillor Hamilton Prime. Leave of absence previously been granted for tonight's meeting from Councillor Corr. Identifications for which the meeting may be closed to the public. There is one item consideration this evening, that is a confidential item. So I'll seek a move and a second that Council 1, in accordance with sections 5.232C and 5.232E AIA of the Local Government Act 1995 and Clause 5.2 of the Meeting Procedures Local Law 2013 resolves to close the meeting to members of the public to consider the following item, JSC 03-12/14, confidential expression of interest during Upcity Centre Development. 2, permits the following employees and other persons to remain in the chamber during discussion item JSC 03-12/14 while the meeting is sitting behind closed doors, as detailed in part one above. Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Gary Hunt, Director of Corporate Services, Mr. Mike Tully, Director of Governance and Strategy, Mr. Jamie Parry, Director of Planning and Community Development, Mr. Dale Page, Director of Infrastructure Services, Mr. Nico Klassen, Manager of Governance, Mr. Brad Silence, Manager of City Projects, Mr. Blino Oliver, Governance Coordinator, Mr. John Byrne, Executive Projects Officer, Mrs. Genevieve Hunter, Governance Officer, Mrs. Leslie Taylor, Governance Officer, Mrs. Dawn Anderson, Mr. Julius Skinner, Legal Advisor, Jackson McDonald, Alain Jack Mack, Mr. Mark Main, Probity Advisor, Braxford Consultancy. Move and second, please. Move, Councillor Amphlett, seconded, Councillor Gobbett. Is there any debate on this item? By show of hands, in favour and against, I declare that carried. If we could close the doors, please, and turn the microphone off.